Parsha opens up the pasuk Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Kanan. Yaakov lived in the land of Megurei Aviv. What does it mean, Megurei Aviv? So the beautiful Kedushas Levi, who explains what the avoda is for each individual in this world, how a guf and neshama relate to the world of gashmis. Haklal hu shetarach adam lizbonin. The rule is, the principle is that man must understand b'chol derachav v'b'chol ma'asav in all his ways and all his actions. Sheyeh l'shem shemayim. Everything that we do must be with the kavana that we're doing is l'shem Hashem. Ki komash shebara kadosh baruch hu b'olamo, that which Hashem creates in the world, l'bara ela l'chvod, it's only created for Kadosh Baruch Hu's honor. We are here to give honor to Hashem, not to give honor to ourselves. Afilu b'dvar magashmi, even in the most physical things in the world, even in the greatest enjoyments on this earth, is l'chvoda. Dehainu, that means kishayoshiv l'achol lishos. When you sit down to have lunch and dinner and breakfast, to eat and drink, yihyeh kavanasa l'shem b'riyas gufo l'avodas baro. The simplest understanding is to give strength, to give energy, to give life to my physical body, to my guf, so that I could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. U'b'inin ha-ziva, when it comes to ziva, it comes to relations with husband and wife, yechavein l'kayim mitzvah ona, a person should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of ona, his marital responsibilities. And hu adin, same is true, b'chol inyonim ha-gashrim, in every other aspect of the world of the physical. Sh'ovsem inyonim ha-olam hazeh, all the aspects of this world should be done in such a way. Ha'ikir sh'yehei l'chvod shemayim, when you eat, when you drink, when you exercise, all of it should be l'chvod. U'bazeh malas, through that mindset, you're malas ha'nitzotot ha'kadoshim el shirashim, you're able to elevate the sprinkles of Kedusha, the sparks of Kedusha that are hidden in the world we live. Without getting involved with how that came to be, the Shvi'as HaKelim, there's hidden Kedusha in the food that you eat, the bread that you eat, the meat that you eat, the water that you drink, the Coca-Cola that you drink. Though we don't understand it at our level, the B'dishver and among other great tzaddikim tell us that that is what's going on. Ki b'chol davar timtza ahava v'yira v'sbaris gashmim. In everything you see, everything you encounter, there's love, there's fear, there's a glory of Hashem. Ach, kishata misava lechol lishos, when you eat and drink because you have a desire to do so. O shar taivas olam hazeh, any other type of desire and lust, v'ata mechavin la'avasa yizbarach, and you have in mind that even though I'm enjoying this, then it's okay to enjoy, it's normal to enjoy, you should enjoy, but you have an additional kavana that you should do this for a'avasa yizbarach, for the love of Hashem, then atama la'ataiva agashmi, atavu ruchani. You've just elevated your taiva, your desires in this world, from a taiva of a gashmi, a physical taiva, to daiva ruchani, a desire to be closer to Hashem. U'bazeh ata mevare hanitzot ha-kadosh yesh bazeh ha-ochel ha-besharinam. And through that, just a simple added intention of doing this l'shem Hashem, you've just elevated the sparks of Kedushin hidden in that piece of meat that you're about to eat. V'zehu sod nitzias adayim. That's the secret behind nitzias adayim. Ki netila lashon halal, netila means to elevate, to bring up, to take something up. Kama vayinat lein vayinasim, that you took it and you elevated it. Kalomar, what that means is, says the Kedushas Levi, shunot el v'noseh shloshe yadayim. You're elevating three hands. Now, of course, we don't have three hands, we have two hands. But there are three yadayim mentioned in the Torah, shem yad ha-gadola, yad ha-rama, yad chazaka. There's an Indian that the Zohar speaks to, the three midos of yadayim. So those three yadayim, whatever they mean, ayin the Zohar, there's some elevation of a hand. It's malu menaso sam al shirashim al yadei kavanasim. Through the proper kavana, you're able to put the yad rama back in place, the yad gadola back in place, the yad chazaka back in place. Because these hands of the yad gadola, yad rama, yad chazaka represent a Kadosh Baruch Hu's outstretched hand where he's touching us, where he's giving us dinim, but we're able to elevate it to a place of chesed. That's the sod of Hamoti Lechem Min Aretz, to bring the bread from the earth. What does that mean? Because Lechem is Merumas HaKadusha. Bread is referenced, even though Lechem is the staple. It's a staple, it's the symbol of all food. It's the bread. In the end day, it's really Merumas HaKadusha. It symbolizes that which is Kadosh, because the sod of Lechem, the secret of Lechem is Shalosh Havayos. The Gematria of Lechem is 11, rather the Lamed is 30, plus Ches is 8, that's 38, plus Mem is 40, that's 78. That's Gematria of 3 Havayos. 26 is Havaya, 26 times 3. Is 78. Whatever that means in terms of the Gimel Havayos that the Ridah speaks of, there's certainly a deep level here of what's going on. Lechem is really full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence and Kedusha. And the Eretz Merumas HaHaratzos, and the Eretz represents the ground, the Gashmis. You're trying to be Motzi Lechem, to bring the Lechem, to bring the Havayos, to bring the Kedusha, and he throws the Kedusha out from the ground. Hanitzosa kadoshim min haaretz min haratios min hachiton ha-motzi lechem min haaretz. You're being motzi, you're extracting the lechem. You're extracting the kedusha from haaretz and that which is gashmis. And nimsa kesher adam holich maderach, when a person travels on this way, in the way of doing everything l'shem shemayim, hu mora al ava azav atzuma sheyesh labor yisbarach. It's clear that you have an incredible amount of love, a strong passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater way than that. To eat something, l'shem shemayim. Ki v'chamakum sheholich, wherever you go, b'chodav sheolch, everything that you do. Afil b'dvarim hachitzonim, even though they might be the most external things. B'om haz in this world, who oved es baris baruch, you're serving Hashem. V'zeso, that's what it means in the pasuk in Shirashim. Mi yitencha k'achli, who's going to be for me like a brother? Yonek shedei imi, to nurse from my mother, emtzeecha b'chutz eshakecha, and I'll find you outside and drink from you. What does this mean? There are two types of avas. There's an ava musuteres, and there's an ava mugula. Ava musuteres is a hidden type of love. That's ava ben ish l'ishto. You don't show public signs of love for one another. That's ben ish l'ishto. That's the musuteres, a hidden type of ava. That's batsneya, in one's bedroom when no one's around. But then there's an ava magula, a love that's open. It's the ava of an acha v'achos, a brother and a sister. Sometimes because of the great love and care they have for one another. Menashkin zedze. A few ayin kol, they'll kiss one another in public. They greet each other, they'll kiss each other. Same position, busha. There's no embarrassment there. A brother and sister, two brothers, two sisters. Only by a husband and wife do we have such a busha. That's what it means. It's Ava Magula, as a brother and a sister. Vizero, that's what the pasuk means in Shir Hashir. Mi yitincha k'achli yonik. In other words, mi yitin avascha alai k'avas ach v'achos. Who's going to bring the love upon me like the love of a brother? Like the love of a sister? V'afilu kishem tse'echa b'chutz ashakech. I'm going to kiss you even outside, says the pasuk. Afilu kishem tse'as initzotas k'dushaschi. Even when I find your kedusha, your sparks of kedusha, the dvarim chitzonim v'kashmaim, in the world around us, b'chutz. Klomer al el sharashim, I'm going to bring them back to its roots. Shuso nishika, that's a kiss, to bring them back together, to bring them back to the source. V'leskavim l'shim tai v'kashmaim, not for a physical enjoyment. Zeh ava aza, that's a strong passion of love. It's Hashem, we should take this Kedusha Levi to heart. Not a simple thing, not a simple task to engage in the world of physical and all different levels and have a Kadosh Baruch in mind. But if we just try a little bit before you have lunch today, before you have dinner tonight and breakfast tomorrow morning, try to have in mind before you start eating that this is L'shem Shemayim, so that I should have more strength and more energy, physical strength, mental strength, spiritual strength, so that I could serve a Kadosh Baruch in the proper way. And this should be the mindset before we do everything physical, before we exercise, whatever it might be. And we should be zocha then to elevate all the nitzos to Kedusha, to do a full matias adayim of Yad Gedola, Yad Rama, Yad Chazaka, in the hope that HaKadosh Baruch will bring the Mashiach soon. V'yaz gol tzedek m'heir amenu. Amen, amen, amen. Have a good Shabbos.